Welcome to First Formation, spiritual exercise for Christian soldiers looking to get up and pray. Join Pew Pew HQ every weekday morning to hear the good news through grunts and with grunts in the unity of the Holy Spirit as one church forever and ever. Fall in.
Psalm 118, verses 1 and 2, and 19 to 29. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them, and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, the righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. I will give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 10 to 16. Thus says the Lord, in this place of which you say, it is a waste without man or beast. In the cities of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem that are desolate without man or inhabitant or beast, there shall be heard again the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, the voices of those who sing as they bring thanks offering to the house of the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. For I will restore the fortunes of the land as they are as at first, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in this place what that is waste without man or beast, and in all the cities there shall be habitations of shepherds resting their flocks, in the cities of the hill country, in the cities of Shephelah, in the cities of the Negeb, in the land of Benjamin, the places about Jerusalem, and the cities of Judah. The flock shall again pass under the hands of the one who counts them, says the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. Mark chapter 10, verses 32 to 34 and 46 to 52. And they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. And they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. And taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was to happen to them, saying, see, we're going up to Israel, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes as they condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him, and after 3 days he will rise. And they came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. When they heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, they began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and said, call him. And they called to the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up, he is calling you. And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, what do you want from me? And the blind man said to him, Rabbi, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on his way. Good morning. This is Tim Tribble, broadcasting from Sacramento, California. Today's readings come to us from Psalm 118, verses 1 and 2 and 19 to 29, Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 10 to 16, and the Gospel of Mark chapter 10, verses 32 to 34 and 46 to 52. This is our last time together before Holy Week, and we start the march towards Jesus' execution and resurrection. So Jesus at this time in Mark 32 to 34 is titled, "Jesus Foretells His Death for a Third Time." And this is a very important period because a lot of people still do not understand who Jesus really is. And he tells them that they will be going to Jerusalem, which is about 12 miles away. They're currently in Jericho. And he began to tell them what was going to happen. They were going to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priest, that's the Judas Iscariot, and they will condemn him for his acts against the Jewish faith. And understand, the Pharisees and scribes, this is the ruling higher upper class of Judaism at that time. And, I mean, you know, he's been pissing on the power structure and the way they do things, and the way that they've taken the covenant the way it was supposed to be and really messed it up. So, we come in, and he said they're going to be condemned. However, they're a part of the Roman Empire. In the Roman Empire, only Rome can put someone to death. So that's where he said that they would deliver him to the Gentiles being the Romans. A Gentile is anyone who's non-Jewish. And then they would mock him, spit on him, flog him, and kill him. And this was a very common thing. Prisoners were not treated well at all. There was no dignity, no nothing. When we say flogging, you know, there's these cute little pictures of Jesus on the cross with a few red stripes across his body. I saw a very good rendering years ago, and basically this was what he would have looked like. The flogs that they used were embedded with glass and other sharp objects. Basically, Jesus would have looked like a pound of ground round hanging on the cross. But Jesus has one last miracle. The son of Timotheus, Bartimaeus, sitting at the roadside, and he is blind. And he hears that Jesus of Nazareth is walking that way, and he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And then, of course, everyone said, "Shut up, get out of here, knock it off, leave the guy alone." And that made him yell even louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped, and of course, he called, "Come, call him." They came and they called the blind man. So, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So they come over to Jesus and he asks, "What do you want me to do for you?" Now, mind you, this is Jesus. He already knows. He wants to hear it from the guy. He says, "Rabbi, teacher, let me recover my sight." Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And of course, immediately his sight was restored and he followed him on the way. "Your faith has made you well." In the beginning, he called him the son of David. That means that Bartimaeus recognized Jesus as the Messiah, as the Son of God. That's the faith that Jesus is talking about. It's not necessarily just that if I talk to Jesus, I can get my sight back. This was the fact that he believed and stated out loud, Son of David. So he knew he was the prophesied Messiah, the Savior of Israel. And he called him that. And Jesus, of course, gave him his sight. And they went on to Jerusalem, where this Sunday, tomorrow, is Palm Sunday. And this is where Jesus makes the grand entrance on the using the donkey and going. This is the only time that Jesus enters anywhere during his life and ministry in a, quote, grand style. On the back of a donkey, people yelling and worshiping and praising him and welcoming him and all, you know, the big crowd scene and all that. This is the only time. And this is what really freaks out even more so the Pharisees and the scribes. Because they're like, wait a minute, we got to shut this down. This guy's going to take away our livelihood. So Jesus goes in. So this is tomorrow, Palm Sunday. And that's the beginning of Holy Week. And then next week, during our podcast, I'm going to be doing the Holy Week readings that we have in the Episcopal Church. We'll be starting on Monday with the Annunciation of Christ. And we will be going through each of the days. So this is the final week of Jesus' life and ministry here on earth as a human being. And we're going to walk through each day all the way up to Good Friday. And then we have the Saturday Vigil. And then, of course, Sunday will be Easter when he is found to be resurrected. So I hope you join us on this Holy Week journey. I'm going to bring some things out and things that some of you may not have heard before and may not know about. In the last week and what Jesus did in his ministry and in his life. Amen.
A Prayer for Peace Among the Nations from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, guide the nations of the world into the way of justice and truth, and establish among them that peace which is the fruit of righteousness, that they may become the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for falling in to First Formation, where Pew Pew HQ shares morning prayers for the humble, hardy folk caught in the crosshairs of God and country. If you like what you've heard, you can participate in one of the three following ways. First, you can support the podcast by clicking the link in the show notes. Or, if you serve military families, subscribe to First Forward, a paid subscription feed providing commentary on Sunday lectionary texts a week in advance. Use it for sermon prep or just because you support the troops. Second, you can become a co-host by recording a lectionary reading for a future episode. Instruction will be provided, and you don't have to be a grunt to collaborate with PewPewHQ in this or any way. Finally, you can also record and send prayer requests of a minute or less. Prayers can be included in an episode, read anonymously if you wish, or kept private for me to pray for off of air. So there you have it. Three ways to participate in First Formation. I hope you'll continue to listen, even if I haven't convinced you to fall in. This has been Brother Logan Isaac, always faithful, always family. Semper Familia.